Easter is a time of joy. The Easter season is a season of joy. The question is, are we joyful? Does the resurrection of Jesus Christ really affect our lives? Are we, as the preface that we hear every Sunday in Easter, are we overwhelmed by Paschal joy? That's what it says. That's what the prayer says, that we're supposed to be overwhelmed with Paschal joy, with Easter joy. But are we? Now, we all know joy is infectious. We all know that we want to be with people who are joyful. But how do we live the joy of Easter in our lives? What is joy? One way of looking at it is that it is a gift of the Holy Spirit. So I put it this way. A person who is living joyfully is living in synchronicity with the Holy Trinity. Because God is joyful. Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they are joyful. That's what we are told. And so if we are living joyful lives, it means we are connected to the Holy Trinity, that we are receiving that joy and living it. But there again, we can ask ourselves, are we truly joyful? One of the early readings in the Easter season was of the early church. They changed radically their lives because they truly believed Jesus had risen from the dead. And so we're told they were of one heart and one mind. They shared everything. Nobody held on to anything. They sold their possessions, gave them to the apostles, who in turn gave them out to people who were in need. Are we like that? Have we been freed from, let's say, our selfishness, so that we can live out that joy, be of one heart, one mind, and be generous people? We also have the story of Thomas, who is kind of just the opposite. It's almost like he didn't want to believe. He didn't want to be joyful. And so he said, I won't believe until I can touch his wounds. Are we like Thomas, more than like the other early Christians who were of one heart and one mind? Joy, obviously, is something that we can practice, and we need to practice it. It's not just a feeling, an emotion that comes and goes, but joy is a deep-seated recognition that the fears I might have had, the anxieties I might have been overcome by Jesus on the cross. He has put to death the power of sin and death. And shouldn't that make us joyful? Shouldn't we be overcome with joy, because God did this wonderful thing for us, and we can constantly live it each and every day? One writer suggested we may be truly fearful when it comes to really tapping into God's joy, that we want just a little bit of this, a little bit of that on our own terms, because there's this fear, if I really give in to the joy of the Lord, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to be pulled into the life of the Lord? Am I going to like it? What's going to happen to me? Do we fear the joy of the Lord? What weighs us down? What keeps us from experiencing the joy of the Lord? Peter, in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, suggests that ignorance is part of the problem. We're ignorant. He said that the Jews murdered Jesus out of ignorance. Ignorance. They didn't know the truth, and so they put to death Jesus Christ. So, are we ignorant? Are we ignorant of what God has done? How we are affected each and every day by what God has done? Do we prefer to live in ignorance? Or do we want to move beyond it and accept the joy of the Lord? Paul talks about another possible reason why we are not joyful. He tells us we must keep the commandments. If we keep the commandments, we will be closer to God. We will know better how God loves us, and we will allow that joy of the Holy Trinity into our lives so that it truly affects us. Do we keep the commandments? Again, Jesus says to the apostles in today's readings, don't let your hearts be troubled. Are our hearts troubled? Again, what are the obstacles in our lives that trouble us, that we cling to, that get in the way of our experiencing Easter joy? Well, obviously there is a solution to all of this, one that Lent really focuses on, and it is repentance. Repentance. Peter talks about it to the crowds. Paul talks about it to the crowds. They say that this is an essential thing that we must do in order to get rid of that which gets in the way of our being joyful, faithful disciples of the Lord. Repentance. And fortunately for us, as Catholics, we have the sacrament of penance. It is an intimate encounter with a living God in which our sins are cleansed, are taken away from us. The burden of sin is taken away so that we can be truly free to open ourselves to the joy of the Lord. And as with the other sacraments, we receive sanctifying grace, which makes us stronger in our faith so that we can truly be the joyful people that we were called to be. So it doesn't matter what the obstacles are. Doesn't matter what our fears, our worries are. It doesn't matter what our sins are. We can move beyond them. And in this case, when it comes to repentance, if we look at our lives, if we look at the joy of the season and ask ourselves, why am I not joy? What am I doing that is not of God? And then repent of that. Then we will help the Holy Spirit to engage with us so that we can be disciples of the Lord, joyful disciples who want to go out into the world and show to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And again, if that joy is there, people will notice it. They will be attracted to it. They will want to find out about it so that we can talk more about it with people so that they too can come out of the darkness, out of whatever troubles them, out of whatever sin holds them down, whatever fears or ignorance they have. They can come out of that darkness and see the light of Christ and enter into the fullness of Easter joy. Again, we hear in the preface, we're supposed to be overcome with Paschal joy. And if we're not, what do we need to do to find that joy, to experience it, to allow it to come through the Trinity into our hearts, into our minds, into our words, into our actions, so that we can be proclaimers of the gospel message, people who want to go out in the world and proclaim the gospel, and people to whom people want to come because of our joy. So this week, think of those areas in your life where maybe you're stuck, where you are afraid, where you are troubled, where you are tempted, where you have sinned. What might you do to move beyond it? Go to confession, ask the Lord for forgiveness, seek cleansing from the Lord. That's one of the most powerful ways in which we can move towards the Lord. So let's pray as we continue our Eucharist that we will take advantage of these great gifts God has for us, because he wants us to be overcome with Easter joy. He wants us to be an Easter people, a joyful people. He wants us to be the people he created to joyfully proclaim his reign in the world and to draw all people to himself so that all can share at the banquet of the Lord.